for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You got to feed faith.
Tread.
Because what you have the most evidence for is what you're going to lean toward. What you have the most evidence in your heart. If you got more doubt in your heart than faith, you're going to lean toward doubt. If you got more faith in your heart and you clean the doubt out, you're going to lean toward faith. Then you'll see things happen. And you don't have to know how they happen. Get away from trying to figure out how. Well, I can see how. You know, this one, if they do this or that. No, forget that. That's not your ball game. That's God's battle. Yours is to believe. You know, I was so blessed yesterday. I promised my two little granddaughters something, and I went to the store, and we were FaceTiming. And I said, I got it. And she said, well, where is it? And so it's just little mints of some things I promised them. So I went out to the car, and God said, and I was showing them. And boy, it's like they had them already. You know, it's like they were so excited. I said, Lord, would to God that we could be like children. Because even before I showed it to them, before I got it for them, they were just dancing around so excited about it. They just knew Papa was going to get them. I saw it. I said, Lord, would to God we were like children when it comes to the promises of God. They didn't know where I was going to get them. Didn't know if I had money to get them. That wasn't none of the issue. They just believed. Amen? The person speaking to the mountain, and we're talking about faith, blessed and highly favored because you believe. First thing is, the person speaking to the mountain had to decide he wanted the mountain moved. Give me Isaiah 46 and 10. Somebody say, say. Everybody say, say. Isaiah 46 and 10. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Declaring. This is God speaking about himself. He declares the end from the beginning. He declares. Somebody say, I declare. Well, see, our definition or our understanding of the word declare is this: you declare it something. I declare. You bet not ever. Right? But the word has a much deeper meaning. The word declare, in its proper context, is a causative. It has a causative effect. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. It's not just you saying something out there. No, when something is declared, when God declares something, or when we declare something, there's a causative effect. Amen. You're not just saying it for other people to hear it or saying it for your good health. No, simply the declaration of it has a causative effect. In other words, we're not declaring something just because we know it. Our declaration causes it to come to pass. Amen. That's why I said, if you believe in your heart, what you say. See, what you say has the effect to bring it to pass. It has a causative effect, but do you believe it? Amen. Are you hearing me? Have you starved the doubts out? To where now your words carry a lot of weight. Elijah said, it ain't gonna rain at my word. Heaven shut up right then. 3.5 years, not a drop. Amen. Not a drop of rain. 3.5 years at his word. Declare a causative effect. God doesn't declare it just because he knows it. His declaration causes it to come to pass. Therefore, we must believe in our heart what we say will be done. It's spoken from a place of immovable faith. This is the ecclesia that the world is waiting to manifest, that the earth, the creation is groaning for this manifestation of sons. How many know it's not out of our grasp?
Amen.
But see, we got to be more focused than we were when we first came up in here. When I asked about last Sunday's message, not last year's message, last Sunday's message. And then we had to go digging in the notes. That's not a criticism, that's a reality. We got to be more on point with what we believe and retaining it, that we're not leaking vessels. Amen? So let me say this, before faith speaks, it frames the outcome in the heart. Amen. You don't just speak stuff, I believe that. No, you see lie, you get the vision, you frame it in your heart. Because once you know you speak it out, it's a causative effect. And you don't want any discrepancy, any division between what's in your heart and what you spoke out. Because you must believe in your heart what you say. And guess what? Whatever mountain is there, it's going to have to move. Simple, but very profound. But it's there's a process and there's an order to it. We don't just blurt stuff out. God doesn't do that. Hebrews 11:3, before faith speaks, it frames up the outcome. Say this with me, my heart must be fully persuaded. Why is that? Because once you speak it out, once you start to declare it, guess what? Tomorrow, you may not be feeling it.
Amen. Amen.
Or guess what? News will come that's just the opposite of what you're talking about.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
That's how this world system works. That's how the prince of the power of the air works. The thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He knows you're on to something. But he also knows if that seed is falling among the thorns. He'll start bringing stuff into your life to trouble you, to vex you, to distract you. And before you know it, you let it go. I was believing God for this, but it must not be. Amen. That's part of the warfare. Amen. That seed has to fall on good ground. Where you take a stand, you declare it, and you have a good and patient heart. Trouble comes, you got patience. In the midst of trouble, you're patient. You're not changing your mind. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Sometimes we throw in the towel too quickly. The more you believe in God for, sometimes the longer it's going to take. But God didn't say no. Sometimes he's got to get things in order for you. Sometimes he got to move some things. And while you're standing in faith, God is working.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is. While you don't see it, God is working.
Yeah.
Tell somebody right now, stay in faith. Sometimes you lose your joy because you stop walking in faith.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Joy comes through believing.
Yeah.
When you believe in God for something, amen, there's joy with that.
Yeah.
When you don't have faith for anything, there's no joy. Amen. There's no joy. If it is, it's fabricated. It's not real. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith we understand. How important is that? It's, listen to me, it's through faith that you understand. Amen. It's not through your cognitive applications. You can read the word of God all you want, but until you believe something, Amen. You're not going to fully understand it. Amen. I'm talking about when it comes to the things of God. Yeah. It's through faith. Amen. Stop being so top heavy. Amen. Education is good. I encourage education, but don't just get edumacated and then you don't have any faith. Amen. You're just stuck on facts. There's something that far supersedes facts. Amen. It's called faith. Amen. And I'm not talking about how the world describes faith. I'm talking about the biblical faith. I'm talking about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that he delivered to the church. Amen. Amen. So we walk by faith. We don't allow things to crowd us because it will block you from understanding. Understanding is important. Wisdom will build a house. Knowledge will fill the house. But understanding is the foundation of the house. See, that understanding, this is important. Understanding is what will keep you in storms. See, when the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to descend and things look bleak for a season, and it don't look like it's happening right away. Amen. And what you will believe in God for, the devil trying to convince you otherwise. But see, you understand that through faith. Amen. Through faith you understand. Amen. That this too, tell somebody, this too shall pass. All of us in here have been through storms before. Amen. Storms come and go. Amen. Is that right? Amen. But the house that's built upon the rock. Amen. The house that's built upon the rock, the house that has understanding, the house that has a solid foundation is still there after the storm passes. And it's going to remain there. So these are just the phases by which God operates. Before faith speaks, it frames out the outcome. Is that right? In our heart, it's not so much a head thing, it's a heart thing. The head is not going to comprehend everything. It's cognitive. It gathers by learning. The heart is revelatory. It gathers by knowing.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.